Warmest congratulations on getting the job done.
Yeah, thanks very much. I just thought this was a real special one. I thought our performance was a perfect grand final performance, and it was even a better game from our squad than last year.
Yeah, well, you started off with Kenny Anderson and of course Mick Cain off the bench, and Mick kicked everything, weather perfect, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I was always thinking that, it might just play with Morey's mindset a bit if they didn't know that those two were starting, so I put them in the reserves, Guernseys, and named Nighty and Tomo in the starting 15, and Nighty was, he didn't train all week with an ankle injury, so made the choice easy there.
Yeah, it's one of those things, since having a dual role with Tom last year, you have to step up and make those scary calls all by yourself. Were you to have the stress of being an individual coach, or having been thoroughly prepared and also had that experience of coaching, even though it was with Tom, and also the experience of the Kookaburras as well, you're able to make those calls a lot easier without emotion?
I think I have a luxury, and I'm blessed with it, such a good squad of about 25 to 28 sort of first grade players. So a lot of clubs don't have that luxury of 25 blokes who can play first grade for any other club, so we just had depth.
It's great also the back office here, including the likes of Jack up the top, but also Steph and Ali have been able to get the players on the field through the physio and the like. They're the little things that make the difference between not only winning titles but getting to semi-finals.
Well, last year we were blessed in a tough structured season with the tier system. We didn't have a player missing grand final day, so we were blessed. But this year we had a heap of major injuries throughout the season, and about sort of 6 to 8 weeks ago the physios really upped the ante on injury prevention, and a lot can be said with getting blokes back on the field rehabilitation wise, and that by Caney, even Kenny with his hamstring, and Sean Russ. I didn't think I'd have them. So.
And as an individual coach, you've not only to deal with the players with their injuries and their rugby, but all that personal life stuff as well. Was that a sort of an extra burden you didn't sort of expect, because everybody's expecting a professional performance, but nobody's getting paid professional money?
Oh, that's dead right. Narrabri supporters are the best. They stick their through thin and thick and thin, but they also have such a proud and rich tradition of achievement that we're always trying to strive. So yeah, there is added pressures that way, but none of it's ill-intended or anything. It's just that they're so passionate, and I'm passionate, so we work well together.
Well, we're looking forward to putting the Sandhurst Central North Kookaburra shirt back on, and you and your mate Tom are going to go to Armidale next year and hopefully see the Caldwell Cup come home. That's talking about the experience of this year. I think you basically spent most of the day under the mud down there at Barrow like everybody else, but at least you wore rugby boots throughout both days, so at least you're a bit smarter.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit smarter than Tom, I reckon. That's why I'm the backs coach and he's the forwards coach. Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to Armidale next year, and without the Narrabri commitments, I'll really pour a lot of that into a lot of my time and Tom's time into getting Central North back up where they belong in country rugby.
Well, we talked earlier this year at the tens there for the Stripes Asset Management Mob about not wasting the opportunity, and I think on grand final day you certainly haven't wasted that opportunity, have you?
Oh, look, we spoke all week about defence being key, and I'm so proud of the whole 15 and the whole bench. They just got up, defences, time and space, and they cut their big blokes' time and space down, and low tackle focus was excellent. Their one-on-ones set the benchmark and the platform for our breakdown to be effective, and we're getting turnovers and we're winning the game line. So I couldn't ask for a more pure performance, particularly the forwards up front, and our backs line speed improved markedly.
And also this year you've been able to have yourself a child with your wife, which is fantastic to see as well. And how's things going there at Davis and Cameron? You're auctioning off plenty of beasts, and we're looking for a little bit more rain.
Yeah, look, cattle markets really, really, really has a bright horizon, and it's very very positive at the moment, and all we need season to just keep going with us a bit, and I think those people who have stuck in the beef industry are really going to get rewarded, so it's very good.
Warmest congratulations, Hunter Harley. It's fantastic to make it back-to-back premierships with the Sandhurst Narrabri Bluegores, and all the best for 2016.
Yeah, thanks very much, and just before I go, I'd just like to thank Peter Cape and Simon Hall and Ben Colliott at the Bulls for being gracious in defeat and a great game. And I'd also like to mention that they were the benchmark in 2013. They sort of showed us what it was about when we started this three grand final thing, that loss. We learned a lot from that and matured as a team, and the last 2 years, I reckon, have been from that game. So they really set a standard for us, and our blokes have emulated it.